What is it that you had here? Anything happy?
Not as bad as the others, but it was alright at first because the light, and then he turned the light off and that scared me. I felt something blow against me ear, and I'm telling myself it was a bat, and I saw bats when I came in, but now they've gone. But where have they gone? Because there's no windows open. I don't know where they go, but...
But they've gone.
But you just know that Arma's looking at you. And I've physically got neck ache because I just freeze when that hit. It was...
Did it hit you?
Well, no. See, it blew past your ear, but bats don't hover.
Did you hear any noises? Did you feel anything on your skin?
It would definitely would have been picked up by the tape, definitely.
What?
I heard
hang on.
A clink and a knock. Definitely on the tape, because there's so much thing you forget. Definitely heard a clink and a knock. It's not been as bad as...
This is the room where the children were axed.
Really?
Yeah. So, you've done well, but you've got more to come, Wayne.
How many more?
Oh, you have to wait and see. But first of all, Michelle, you were just telling me that one of the reasons that you quit was because you felt something, like dark was kind of heading towards you, and it was getting closer and closer, and you thought that was enough, and then you came to the door and you shouted my name and I came and got you. But you were also telling me about something else that you saw when you were in the museum room with a clock, and that was something out the corner of your eye. And we've told you that if you instantly turn to confront it and you look face on, you lose it altogether, and that is what happened to you. What was it that you could see?
It wasn't anything dark, it was actually lighter, but it was coming from the same corner, and I did the mistake every time when you see something, you kind of do turn and look straight on, but it was coming from the same corner, and it happened about 3 or 4 times, but I just kept putting it down to sort of a trick of the eye, or didn't think anything
about it. But this was something light moving in the corner.
Yeah, it wasn't dark, it was light.
But it was clearly moving. It wasn't just a bit of light in a certain place. This was moving.
No, it was, yeah, moving, because it happened about 3 or 4 times, but as soon as I looked, it went.
But the Great Hall's not far from here, is it? It's just down here. Where did you leave it?
I didn't do that.
How many pails did you have?
I did not do that. Definitely not. I put it straight here. Without a doubt.
What, in a pail?
One pile. Michelle?
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 Huh? Did you put flour in here?
Michelle, did you set any traps?
No.
No?
No.
Have you been in here?
No. Because I just put a clean pile here, and I did not go, we've got flour here.
Is it how
flour there?
So I'm going to leave you in here. Maybe it's just for 5 or 6 minutes.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the opposite end.
Right.
But I'm going to be around. I'm going to knock the light off, which will change this room, like, seriously. Tell me what you feel. Now, the places you can walk to, do not walk past this curtain. I'm going to close the curtain.
Yeah.
Just so that you don't walk through it, because the steps down there, I don't want you to fall. The stairs there, so you've kind of got an S shape, okay?
Right.
If you want to sit in a pew, sit in a pew, okay?
And you're going to be up there with the stairs, isn't there?
The stairs there, there's a slight light there, and I'm going to be at the other end, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you in 5 minutes.
You're not leaving?
No, absolutely, I'm here.
Right. So I'm here in the chapel, which shouldn't actually be here because so many people got murdered. It's just like a mini church. In front of me, Jesus Christ, but I can't see him. Bit of a piss take, really. When you think about all the evil that's happened, apparently they sing in here. Let's see if they sing. What about the sword? Some banging noises, huh? Something's just creaked above my head. Very, very freaky in here. You just know that... Just know that this place... This shouldn't be here. Dear spirit, show yourselves. Wow, that is really cold. A cold draft has just come right down on me. It's really has got, it's like it's coming down from the roof. I can feel you. I really can feel. I feel like that goose pimple feeling is so nice. I can smell the cold. You really can smell the cold. He's still in there. I felt really cold in here.
Yeah.
Like it was coming from the ceiling, like if somebody was pushing, as if a massive cardboard was falling. I just felt that cold. Remember when I felt cold and I felt nice?
Yeah.
And it felt very cold. You can smell cold.
I can smell something. What is that?
It smells.
Because that wasn't here the last time I was there.
It smells like horses, doesn't it?
It does. Was that just happening?
No, I mean, I heard noises, but I walked round, but then I just...
Yeah, because you've got a bit of light in here, because the sun's starting to come
up. That shadow there, I thought that was a body, but it's a dress, isn't it? I thought that was a body, but it's a dress. But I felt... goose pimply feeling. Really, really nice. It sounds really cliche, and I wasn't doing it for a laugh or anything. The feelings that I was getting in that room where the mannequins were... it was better than an orgasm, but it's just like a nice, you know, when someone walks over, you're like, ooh, and it feels nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt nice and it was cold and you just felt like, I'm not going to say something going through you because that would be too ghosty, but it was nice and I was sat here and I felt very, very comfortable and I just felt wrong that it was all here because obviously what's happening, and I don't think it was used as worship, but...
It was used for worship.
Was it? Yeah. You could... it smells like horses.
Yeah.
But the cold air definitely did come down.
Because there's no way that this is open to the elements. This is just right in the heart of church, isn't it? The heart of the castle.
Yeah.
Right, I'll take that off your hands. And I think,
between you and I, we can, find our way out of here.
What's your step?
Oh, hang on, we were going to go to the other places, weren't we?
Yeah.
Beg your pardon.
Right, now that's me. Hold my hand with you.
That's it. Right, Wayne's holding my hand in the dark, but it's not like that. Watch your head, because the bottom of this is very, very low. Okay? You got it?
Okay.
Now this is the minstrel's gallery. This is the place where a lady saw, the Scottish lady who was in here, saw something running across this balcony, and she got out of here. Now this is where the minstrels would play for the lords. Now, there's a chair there if you want to... sit in. I don't know what you want to do here. I'm not even sure that it's worth you staying in here, Wayne, for any length of time. So come on and let's find our way out. Good job, I know this castle. Oh, hang on. Yes, there we are. That was much quicker than we thought. We're down in the main courtyard. Now, there's one thing that I want you to do here, because you've been really brave, and the voices you can hear in the background is Michelle talking to Alan. Now, this is a bell. Now, I don't want you to ring it a lot, but I want you to ring it once, because what they say about this bell is, this is the bell to summon the dead. And when I came here the first time round, I rang it. And I went into the Great Hall after I rang it. And the Great Hall's already had some significance to you, because nobody else was in there. Michelle wasn't in there. Alan wasn't in there. I was in the office with Alan. There's nobody else about, and stuff's gone on in there. I went into the Great Hall, and I saw something the last time I was here. It was something dark. And I just rang that, and you're going to go into the worst place. Just gently ring the bell. Just gently. It's had its clapper removed. Right, Wayne, you got one more challenge to come, and it's a big one. I mean, this is the big one. Okay, let's get it done. Well, having just summoned the dead, Wayne is now... I wouldn't bother setting traps anymore, Wayne. I think every time we've set one, there's someone waiting through it at the present moment.
That is the worst bit. It's freaked me.
But I have to ask you, because to cover, first of all, Alan didn't touch anything. I don't think for one second.
It was the first room I went into, and I laid the traps. And I remember I did the flour first, and I rubbed the remains of it on my jeans. I then did the salt.
You know the flour thing, because you mentioned that there was stuff scattered in places where you hadn't put it. When you were putting the flour down, flour gets over places. Could that have been you?
No, I was being... because I didn't want it to be me. I didn't touch anything. I made sure that it was in neat piles. Even Alan was watching me, and I was even getting the salt, and I was making it into a little tower.
Right.
Because I wanted it to be perfect.
Right.
But it wasn't as if it was just not. It's like somebody's got the flour and sprinkled bits all over the place.
Okay, let's accept that.
back to the coin, which seems to be like the bone of contention here.
I mean, that is just...
Did you bring a bent coin?
Absolutely. On my mother's life, may she die now, I did not bring a bent coin.
Now, because you're the only person that touched the coins, you picked up 10 coins from the corner of that chair, and you dropped a coin.
I picked it up and literally, it was just by accident, dropped it and was looking, you know, was looking for it. I mean, I dropped it and I was, you know, and I said, I got my torch, I want to find it. And it was right under, I think you saw it first, didn't you? Michelle goes, there it is. So I was like, oh, and I picked it up. And I still then looked for the coin because, I mean, I don't know, maybe we've picked up a bent coin from, but who else is going to have a bent coin?
And could you have stood on it, or could I have stood on it? Michelle says it was in, like, a groove where she saw it.
It was bent too round. You'll see it on the website when we put it against paper. It's just one of those things.
Because that was a split second.
Yeah.
It was flat 1 second, then it fell to the floor, you picked it up and it was bent.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Possible.
Alan?
Is this the last one?
Do you want this to be the last one?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
This may well be the last one. Good luck.
Don't leave me yet. Huh? Is this where the body is?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I'm just in the Ublet with the lights on. And I've got to see this for myself. Alan, who's taking us, is there. And there's a body.
That's a real person.
There's a body of a real person. I'm going to put a flower on them. God bless him.
Okay, so let me get me set now.
Oh dear, I'm in this oubliette, the dungeon. Considered to be the worst place. It does feel bad. I put a flower on that beautiful person down on the ground. We've done the, will you show yourselves, we've done the, make some noise. Just one more bit of noise, please. I can feel a cold drop, I don't know where it's coming from. And there's that noise again, the door. It's like the door's rattling. Are you rattling to try and get out? Do you want to get out? I can't communicate with you if you don't make any noise. Spirit with us, please make some noise.
Just me, Wayne. Coming in.
Hi.
Are you alright?
Yeah. Oh. I heard the door go many a time, the front door.
What, this door?
No, the other one. Not this one, but the one out there.
What, this? Oh, the second door?
Yeah. There was a massive, massive noise right underneath me. Oh, definitely.
The open grave was through
there. Yeah, it was right, no.
I'm standing on the grill, I think.
Yeah, you are. No, there was definitely a noise. You would have picked that up. Right. And it was in there.
Where's the mic? Oh dear.
Put a flower on it, and I said it. Well, I wouldn't really a prayer, but I just sort of said, you know.
That's good that you did that. This is the oubliette. Oubliette's a French word meaning oblivion. Now, you see how there's two doors?
Yeah.
The far door is the door into the first chamber, which is tiny. It's about the size, I don't know,
it's really tiny.
Three coffins together, kind, isn't it? And they would put somebody in that waiting to come into here.
Right.
When they get into here, they've got a week or a month before they go through that grill.
It's a massive drop though, isn't it?
It's about a 15-20 foot drop. But before they drop them through the hole, this grill that, hang on, I don't know whether I can rattle the grill or not. Oh, hey, you could actually lift the grill and go down under and if you wanted to. But that's the grill in the floor. And they'd break your arms and they'd break your legs and they'd throw you down there. You'd land on top of a load of other people who, some of them are dead, some of them aren't. Some of them still have their arms and legs broken. They're just lying on a mound of stuff. If you can imagine, maybe he's down there in that bottom bit. Or do you want to light down the torch?
I just think it's...
Have you done this before? Have you looked down before?
Before Alan was in, I wanted to flower in and I just... It's
okay. Oh, there's the grave. You can see her. There she is. Bless. Can you see her?
It's just hard to believe that's a real person.
Yeah, she's a young girl. She was the last person to die in the oubliette. And if you got down close enough, you can see that some of her bones were broken before she was thrown down. Now, what they would usually do is the body would just lie on top of a whole pile of other rotting bodies, and what they ended up having to do, there were so many bodies down there. How far would you say that is? About 20 feet?
Yeah, not.
They'd throw them down there, and because of the rats and the insects would just eat them alive. Sometimes some of the people with broken bodies would try and eat the flesh of the dead around them just to... It's an open grave. They opened the grave up, and they've just left it that way. And I'm not even sure it's disrespectful, because the person who was using that body's long gone from here. That's just bones. And there's a few bones being found in and around Chillingham Castle. So what did you get when you were in here?
Well...
Oh, dear. Right, we can...
I got the door rattling. Definitely. I've met many a time, heard the door go. It's like, you know, when you've left your door, it's a bit loose and the wind blows it.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard, and it's definitely, swear on my life, it's like somebody's dragged, you know, like, and they're dragging themselves across. Not like, they've had one of them shackles on.
Yeah.
It was just a loud noise.
And it was down from in there, though.
I felt it. I was sat on this, and I felt it. Felt it and heard it, definitely.
Because the only way you
wasn't scary. It's on there, and I there's nothing I can have made to make that sound.
How come that didn't freak you out then?
I don't know.
If you heard a loud noise, because this is a dark place.
I'm speaking to myself. It sounds really silly, but since I've come in here, first thing that I said was, I'm not here to take the mickey. I respect you.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, I've not had any nasty experiences. And I just, like you said, maybe the spirits seem to like me, I don't know. I've not gone in to take the mickey, I've not disrespected them, I've not touched anything I shouldn't be touching.
It just seems, though, that Michelle, and whether she had the same attitude as you or whether she didn't, she was scared out of this place by something dark that was coming closer and closer to her. You've come into it with a different view altogether, and it's the experience has been different, hasn't it?
I won't come again, unless it was the daytime, but I am scared. I'm glad to be going in a minute.
They haven't told you about the other thing, have we?
What's that?
Well, the place you're going next.
No.
You're all right, Wayne, you're free.
Oh. Gosh, mate, no more, please, no more.
Has it changed your opinion?
Yeah, just because something's haunted doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make you scream and run out. I mean, you see people, you know, you see things where it makes noises. I literally said a prayer for this person. Don't know how you're feeling. I've given you a flower, and I had to give the flower before you turn the light off.
Right.
I feel a cold air coming up from the grate now. Can you feel that?
That's freezing again.
Yeah, freezing. We'll prove it.
Yes, it is. There it is. And we're out. We're out into the main square. It's quite a castle.
The scary thing about the oubliette was, it's a good job I trust you, because you wouldn't go in there with...
There's things making noises even when we're standing here. Explain to Wayne, just for a brief second, because we didn't have the microphone or anything. What happened on the stairs before?
We're walking up the stairs, and you could hear what sounded like a door creaking. I was nearly, like, in your arms by this point, because I was so scared. You went down to investigate, but it was like a door.
It was a door, but there were more noises. There was, like, creaks, and as if there was something moving around in there. It was very weird. Right, we're walking, we've just come down out of the castle. I don't know whether you heard the clanking of the door closing behind us. We're walking onto the gravel road on the edge of the Devil's Mile. It seems like 5 minutes when we were coming up here. First of all, Michelle, how do you feel?
Calm now that I'm out of that place.
What's your view of it, though?
It is very scary. It's been an experience, but I don't think I would ever do it again.
Because you seem to spend most of your time in the office.
I've done two. It's better than none.
That is true. And again, the weirdest thing was, perhaps one of the loudest and more obvious experiences that you had was when you weren't aiming to have any experience at all, and you and I were walking along that corridor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so Wayne, different world for you. You wanted to do this, but you didn't want to do it. You've done it now. Be honest about this, because this is a kind of a life-changing experience. I think you've learned a bit about you, let alone a bit about Chillingham Castle. How do you feel about it now that you've done it?
You know when you go on a roller coaster and you pluck up the courage?
Yeah.
And then you go again? No. Never again. I thought I would see the ghostly figures. I thought I would feel evil. I went in with respect, and to be quite honest with you, I was very frightened, but I've got to say, I've had a good time. I've had nice sensations. Then in the room, I'm trying to think of the room where...
Things going through you, though, in a beautiful sort of way.
It felt absolute. It just like pins and needles in a nice way through the whole of your chest. And that was a feeling I wish you could bottle up, but done it. There's no point in entering. If you're going to do it, do every room.
Right. No, I agree. So that's telling you where to go, isn't it, Michelle? Big stale. If you're going to do it, do every room. It's a turn to the right. Is that right?
Yes.
We're heading into a dark, pitch black canyon, and we don't know what's at the bottom of it. And you think it's over.
Oh my God. It's not.
Might just be beginning. Look at that. Do you know, I'm sorry, but I love the night. I love being in the dark.
Night owl.
I'm a night owl and proud. And that's it. From Chillingham Castle, we're going home. You're safe in your bed. From me, Alan Robson, good night. God bless you. And I wish you well.